Jeff, we're starting off with news of a former Republican Party leader killed in a plane crash. What can you tell us about the latest news surrounding this?
That's right. Grant Countyans were shocked to learn that longtime realtor and Grant County Republican Party leader Linda Peacott was killed in a plane crash last Friday when the plane she was piloting crashed south of Reserve in Catron County. And according to reports, Peacott was piloting the plane. She's a well-known pilot in the area. And this apparently was related to an elk hunt that some folks were looking for elk out there.
Okay. Thank you for that update. I want to move on now and talk about comments being taken for the New Mexico Water Trust Board. What can folks weigh in on?
Until Saturday, the comment period on just how the application process should work for applying for funding from the New Mexico Unit Fund. Listeners will recall that the Unit Fund is, in fact, now a $92 million pot of money reserved specifically for Grant, Hidalgo, Catron, and Luna counties' water projects. And the Water Trust Board took over the sort of vetting authority for projects that want to access this fund. And they are currently trying to come up with a separate application process from the application process the Water Trust Board does to deliver funding from the State Water Trust Fund. So according to Priscilla Lucero, who is a Silver Cityan, who is also the executive director of the Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments and who was appointed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to the Water Trust Board earlier this year, they've only received a handful of surveys so far, and listeners can find that survey by going to scdailypress.com, look for the comments open on Water Trust Board process story, and there's a link in there where anyone who lives within the four counties, local governments, ditch associations, individuals can weigh in on how they would like to see this application formed. And Lucero said that she expects the application process to be ready to begin accepting proposals by next April. So that's probably a little sooner than most folks around here were expecting.
Okay. Now let's wrap things up with a preview of candidate forums in local elections in the area. What's in store?
That's right. The nonpartisan local elections. Of course, the election day is November 2nd. Early voting is already open, and folks in Grant County have been waiting for the Daily Press candidate forums to start. They got underway this week. We've already held the mining district forums and school board forums. This Thursday, there will be a Silver City candidate forum. There's two council seats open, up for election rather, and there are two candidates running for mayor. So this is something that the community relies on to learn just, you know, what these candidates stand for. And you can find the full schedule at scdailypress.com.
Jeffrey Plan is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. They update us every week on the top stories in Silver City and Grant County. Jeff, I want to thank you for updating us this week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.